Jesus, Alpha and Omega. Jesus is Alpha, Alpha and Omega. So I praise him for his Alpha, Alpha and Omega. So I praise him for his Alpha, Alpha and Omega. Like him I want to be, totally forever. Like him I want to be, totally forever. So I praise him for his Alpha, Alpha and Omega. So I praise him for his Alpha, Alpha and Omega. Jesus is Alpha, Alpha and Omega. Jesus is Alpha, Alpha and Omega. So I praise him for his Alpha, Alpha and Omega. So I praise him for his Alpha, Alpha and Omega. Like him I want to be, to live forever. Like him I want to be, to live forever. So I praise him for his Alpha, Alpha and Omega. So I praise him for his Alpha, Alpha and Omega. Jesus is Alpha, Alpha and Omega. Jesus is Alpha, Alpha and Omega. So I praise him for his Alpha, Alpha and Omega. So I praise him for his Alpha, Alpha and Omega. Like him I want to be, to live forever. Like him I want to be, to live forever. So I praise him for his Alpha, Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. Good morning, everybody. God bless you. This is Reverend Dr. Stephen Jones, Hour of Fire Radio Ministries, reaching you all the way from Silver Spring, Maryland. This morning, we thank God. God is coming across you again with his living word. The living word of God that changes the world, that transforms the world, that saves, the world that heals, the world that makes alive, the world that revives. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Amen. I'm led to share with you today on the topic, character. The character of Christ, the character of Jesus, the character of a true Christian, the character of a man of God, a daughter of God, a woman of God. Today, a lot of people are missing in the place of character. A lot of folks have the anointing, they have the power, they have the giftings. A lot of people have beauty, they have wealth, they are rich, but no character. The place of character in our life, the place of character in our ministries, the place of character in our homes. In those days, they used to say charity begins at home. Where there's no character, there's no blessings. We need to have character, the character of Jesus. Our text is taken from Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, I'm reading from verse number 22. Galatians chapter 5, from verse number 22, it says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, temperance. Against such there is no law." Again, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, temperance. There is no law." The Spirit. In the era of my flesh, the works of the flesh were mentioned are being alive as true Christians. Spirit, we are supposed to have the nature of Christ in us. 7 verse 26, Acts verse 26, it talks the first call Christians first in Antioch. Call Christians first in Antioch. Character, they have the nature of Jesus. Jesus, they talk like Jesus. They acted. And everything was done like Jesus. And so the people of, they said, these people must be Christ-like. They are like Christ. The Jesus, they talk like Jesus. They act. They live like Jesus. These people are like Christ. So the word Christ, to be like Christ, to behave like Jesus, the thing Jesus did, for things Jesus was talking about, "The things that I do, shall ye do. Ye that do, shall ye do, and even greater works than these." We are supposed to do what Jesus did. Live like Jesus. "If anyone being Christ has passed away, behold, all things have become new." The nature of the devil is the work of the flesh, is come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Jesus came to give and live, so we're going to live like Jesus, behave like Jesus. That is to be Christ, the nature of Christ. I feel with people who just want to come to church. If you are following Jesus, you gotta act like him, you gotta talk like him, you gotta do stuff. The fruit of the Spirit that we just mentioned, love, peace, joy, endurance, patience. These are the nature of Christ. This is the nature we are supposed to have. When our life begins to please God, I win the whole world for Jesus. Yes. He ministered. He didn't differentiate. He started to people. He loved people. Don't have to be of the same ethnic group. And for those wanting to call in, you can call 714-242-6-1, first of all, 91, and then 714-242-6-2-0 to call in. You are free to call in and enjoy. Nature, we are supposed to be like Jesus. This song was like him. I want to be, to live forever. I want to be like him. Hebrews says, looking unto Jesus, the author, we look unto Jesus. When you look unto him, you are following him. He is our example. He is our mentor. He is our... Apostle Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ. Christ, and we can follow. We are following Jesus. Talking about... God is looking for vessels of honor in time. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, it says, in the house of God there are for the master's use. Vessels of honor in the house of God. There are vessels that are not honored. But I pray that we shall all become vessels of honor. When you keep yourself pure and clean before the Almighty of honor. A lot of people have anointing, they have beauty, but no character. And that is the problem with the whole world. Somebody wants to marry. Okay, marry beauty without character. Another person is looking for a handsome man. All right, marry a man who has no character. You are in trouble. All this we need to take into consideration. Character is the most important thing. Like Joseph. Like Daniel, like character before God. Again, Joseph was not ready to give them. Even when his brothers sold him into slavery, he forgave them. That character. Of him, God did great things through his life. Moses, another man of character, character of Jesus. Someone said, anointing will pave the way, but some people would attack people, able to entertain. People like to see, people like to hear, but no character. Very important. The way we behave, the way we talk. Some Christian folks have good public relations. People, they have enemies. The child of God will be having enemies. We don't have, Jesus never had enemies. He loved everyone. Let this mind be you. The mind. To have the mind of a drunkard, the mind of a troublemaker. You see some people driving in the street. They smoke their cigar and people are so disgusted and angry. Some talk too loudly and meekness, faith, temperance is the nature of spirit. In the book of Proverbs, Solomon said, it is better to live on a housetop than to live in a house. You see the comparison to cold, sun with heat, than to live with a brawling woman, because the woman is strong, he can take care of. The man runs to the top of the house to stay home. That's not the character of Christ. We are supposed to love both yourself. Love, how can you keep a home and family and children? Husbands love their wives. Let this man Jesus was a humble man. Verse 7, 8, and 9 say the humble, important character we need to have in our lives. The scripture says, God giveth grace to the humble, resist the proud people. God is offended. And then the scripture says, give it, but he resists the proud. It is the opposite of humility. When you are proud, you. Nebuchadnezzar was so proud, an arrow resisted him. God's man became mentally sick. He was in the forest for 7 years. After he learned it, he came back to the palace and he confessed that, may that not be your case in Jesus' name. Humility. Humility, a man is promoted. Jesus, 2 verse 7, 8 and 9, say Jesus humbled him, God exalted him, and gave him a name that is up. When you are humble, God is getting ready. And then Jesus now said it in the, anyone who exalts himself shall be obeyed. Who is humble, his or herself, okay. When you exalt yourself, bring you down. But when you humble, it is going to lift you up. There's a song, humble yourself in this, and he will lift you. Humble yourself in this, and he will lift you. He will lift you up. He will lift you up. Humble yourself in the sight of he will lift you up. To humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. When you are proud and arrogant, bring you down. Country, you are not humble. Look at what is happening in the subjects fighting against your thoughts. And so the people are rebelling, the people are angry. God wants to exalt he who is humble. A humble spirit, a contrite spirit, what God is looking for. The way up is down. The way down is up. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. And it will. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5, it says, add to your faith virtue, and to knowledge understanding, and there. Add to your faith love, peace, long suffering, standing. You are the Bible that the unbeliever is reading. Bible that the unbeliever is reading. Bible. In your neighborhood, as the one who live like Jesus, behave like Christ, they are so quarrelsome. They are always quarreling, always calling police. Nature of Christ. The nature of Christ is love and patience and kindness and meekness and the nature of Christ, the character of Jesus, wants for us. You keep on marrying and remarrying. Why? You have a character that is thinking. Husbands quarrel with your wives. No gentleness, no meekness, no temperance. You are not patient. Everyone around you, please have your way. You are always correct all the time. It's always wrong all the time. We should Christ higher than himself. Abraham and Lot in the book. Here was Abraham and here was Lot. Say that they had servants among themselves. Abraham said to his brother Lot, say, Lot, we are now rich, our servants are quarreling very soon. But before we get to that, let our voice try. Now you go to the other side and I go to the other side, have peace. Where there is strife, there is all forms of wickedness. Strife. Be a leader, power tussle, even in the church. Be a leader, power tussle. Split churches, split the congregation of God. Christ. The other day we were talking about this chapter 13. The love seeketh not. Love is patience. Love is kindness, endurance. The church and people are going away to go and find love somewhere else. It's missing. We pray that strong character, the nature of Christ, so that thing, our they say you are preaching the gospel, and people look at you as the type of person you are, Child of Christ in you, all the troublesome woman, quarrelsome man, quarrelsome hatred, no love. May God forgive us and us. In the Acts of Apostles, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, it says that they were all in one accord. Acts chapter 2, they were all in one accord in prayer. They were all in one. And the scripture says they had all things in common. What I have is mine. They share. And there was no one that lacked the ones in common. And when the unbelieving world saw the love of church, they had to repent and accept the Savior. All the unity, the oneness, the singleness of mind, church. Dead. People are thinking about racial discrimination. May God deliver attention. Christ descended. The fame of no repute. He was ministering to of them, and they identified with them, and they followed him. Moses was the most hot in the scriptures. The scriptures say man, and that was why God used him in the place. Worship has to do with humility. People, a humble woman who can lead people, not a stubborn, rude person, not a selfish person. Leadership has to do with humility. You can't lead. When people see pride, they can't follow you. That's not the nature of Christ. Your attitude is driving people away. And this is the problem we have today. God wants us to heal our character. He wants to heal our mind. In Romans chapter 8 verse 1, he said we should be with 8 verse 1. We should be walking, living in the spirit, doing things in the spirit. The flesh profiteth lead to the flesh killeth. The spirit giveth life. We need to don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. He that soweth to the flesh shall. He that soweth to the spirit shall of the spirit. When you do things, you are not ready yet. When that is what God is waiting for. God is waiting for us to begin to do things in the spirit. If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, it shall quicken your mortal body. Dwell in us. When you have the nature and the mind of Christ, the Spirit giveth life. A little. Christ, you have the nature of Jesus to begin to live like Christ, to do things like Jesus. You say it is difficult, but that is the nature.
Where you are coming from.
people lock their gates, they lock. You can't even call them for help. Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the everlasting peace, he said, come unto me, you that are waiting, and I will give you rest. He's the only one who can give. He's the only one who is inviting you to come. But Jesus gave you unto me, all ye that labor, and I will give you rest. Jesus wants to give you rest. He knows you are troubled, a man born of a woman in this world. But there's one who wants to give you rest, wants to give you joy and peace. Jesus is the one. And he's calling you, come to him in prayer. Pray with your need, with your trouble, with broken hearts. Come to him. Who wants to your heart cry? What for you? Come to Jesus. Come to John, he will save you, he will save you now. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus now, he will save you, he will save you, save you now. Jesus, come to Jesus, Jesus now. He will save you. He will. See that the Lord is good. See, taste and see the taste of the pudding. When you eat the pudding, you know how tasteful it is. The Lord Jesus, come and taste him. And you will find that he is good. You will find that he is your master. Come and taste of him. Here and there, they have gone to places, they have gone to churches, they have gone to people, answered to their problems, but I got good news for you. Who is the answer? His name is Jesus. He has the answer to your trouble. Come and taste him today. Me, you that labor and are heavy laden, giving you an open invitation to come with us on anxieties. Come with all your needs that is going on in your life. Come just as you are. Come with your with sin in your life right now. He says, come on to and a heavy laden, come to him. Come with your sinful life. He is ready, Lord of Jesus. The blood is cleansed. That blood is still flowing today. Righteousness, and you become a child of the King. Come with your sin. Come with this. Come with the anxieties. Come. That is the invitation Jesus gave to you. Come to him. He has something to do. He will save you. He will deliver you. He will help you. He has done it before. He will do it again. He is today and forever. Hebrews starting verse 8 is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is your changing changer. He does not lie. He changes your situation. He changes you from sinner to saint, to riches, from failure to success, situation to victory. So, that's who he is. He's your changing chance to make you an ambassador for Christ. Do you never describe us as weaklings? The scripture describes us Christians as more than conquerors. That's how you describe the believer. The believer is a more than a conqueror, a holy nation, a chosen generation, ambassadors of Christ. Scripture describes us. The scripture didn't describe us as dejected and rejected people. No. That's in us, that the devil that's in the world lives in us. We can face tomorrow. He lives. I can borrow. Because my fears are, and because I know he is my fuse, my life is what does, because he lives, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, and you will be child of the kingdom? Won't you want to be a child of the kingdom? You got to be a child of the kingdom. It's righteousness, peace, and joy. Joy and righteousness, that's the kingdom of God. Kingdom of God is about peace, righteousness, and joy. Peace and righteousness and joy. You go to the Danco Hall the other day, the dancing hall, to drink a bar, drank and smoked and all kinds of stuff. They started fighting and killed them. That is not the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not place where you are. That's not where we should be going. But going to heaven, Jesus is taking us to heaven.
Including you, my friend.
nothing is death. God is life. Life is it. Life is eternal. For and come short of his glory. My friend, including you, in the uncomfort of his glory, in you, my friend, including you, sin is that, why the gift of God is life is eternal, life, the wages of sin is that. Why the gift? Life is eternal. It's eternal. Yes, life is eternal. Yes, but the gift of God is eternal life, Lord. Do you want to be separated from God for when you live this life? Then you can continue in sin. God says, Apostle Paul. He says, can wickedness may abound? God forbid. You can't continue it may abound. The wages of sin is death. Come short of the glory of God. Not one. They have all gone astray. All no, not one is righteous. He's calling you today to come unto me, all ye that are laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus is calling you and for deliverance, for a life with him as the author and finisher of your faith. Mentor is your Lord, is your Savior. You have to give your life to him today. And live in you and let him have you. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world? Your soul. Now is the day of salvation. See, don't you postpone it no more. You know, to yourself. God is the owner of your lovely breath in the hands of God. Today, sure, you are coming to Jesus. Some people, because they rejected Christ, they will not go to heaven. Calling you, come unto me, all ye that labor, and I will give you rest. Why don't you come to him today? Let him be your Lord and personal Savior. Give your life to come into your heart. Jesus said, I stand up. If you will open for me, I will come in and soak in at the door of your heart right now. Why don't you let him come in and soak with you? Thou be saved except through the name of the Lord Jesus. It's the day of salvation. Now is the hour receiving into your heart, and you'll never be the same, will be changed forever, and you continue to have peace and the nature of Jesus in you. Thank you all you abundantly. This is the hour of fire. This post office box 281 Lanham, Maryland. Feel free to call us 240-99. We love you. I want to pray with you and answer your questions. So many have been calling. With your prayer request and your needs, we come before those needs and God answers your prayers. This you need to draw near to him. You can also call 1-888-671-7885. Email us Hour of Miracles TV at miraclestv@gmail.com. Because this week at the Jesus Christ Global Sligo Avenue, she's LL1-9910. Wanted to come 7 p.m. and 3 p.m. on Sunday. Come on, and let God bless your life today. And Elisha and I say, God bless you abundantly. Parity, come visit us on the web, www.tv.net, Our Miracles TV. And we are there for you to call. Any Lord continue to bless you abundantly. Tomorrow again, I want you all to begin to log in what God has for you. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, Holy Spirit, change their characters right to have the nature of Jesus. Let them begin to, Holy Spirit, do a work in every boy and every woman who had this word of God in you in their lives, that they will, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, in our lives, something new.
We cannot do.